because last week in our discussion about the Dinim of Achila as relates really to Kol Torah Kula. Of course, we had our eye a little bit on Pesach, but this is still not a Pesach Shia yet. This is still a Shas Tapak Shia. We're talking about the general Hagdarah, the parameters of Achila. He pointed out that there are really two different halachim Hashem Sinais that govern the halachas of Achila. One is the quantity in terms of a shear of a kezayis, and the second in terms of a time element, and that's the shear of kedechilas pras. So this halacha that you require kedechilas pras in order to constitute an achila, we said this is the shear achila for pretty much kol Torah Kula in terms of isurim, in terms of mitzvahs. This is considered to be the shear achila. But there are two questions that we still have to raise in terms of the shear of kedechilas pras, which may be a combination of both of these topics, may lead us to some other new understanding about what this kedechilas pras is really all about. So there is a question that the Rishonim raise about what if we're not dealing with foods, what if we're dealing with liquids, what would the shear be in terms of liquids? So it's really a double question. The question is, what's the shear in terms of quantity, and what's the shear in terms of time? So the Rambam has a comment, particularly relating to Yom Kippur, where the Rambam talks about what's the din if a person drinks in Yom Kippur, how much is a person have to drink in Yom Kippur, so that already the quantity is different. That thing must be beferish, the quantity is different. Yom Kippur, the shear for drinking is more lugma. If a person drinks a cheekful of liquid, so that's considered to be enough to be chayef kares, less than that would only be chatzi shear asim in a Torah. What's the shear tziruf in terms of liquids? So the Rambam says that the shear tziruf is not kedech, it's pras, that's a food-oriented shear, rather the shear tziruf is kadesh tias revias. The amount of time that it takes a person to drink a revias, which is more than a melo lugmov, that's the shear of tziruf. So other Rishonim say they don't know where the Rambam got this from. The Gemara doesn't say this. If anything, the Gemara sounds differently. The Gemara in Maseches Krisos, talking about a very, very different topic, the Gemara is talking about there's a din midirabanan that if a person eats food that's tamei, if a person drinks beverages that are tamei, so sometimes the person himself becomes tamei, the body goes to the psul gviya. Just the mere eating of a tamei food or drinking of tamei liquids can make the person tamei. So we'll preface it by saying this din is all midirabanan. Min haTorah, there's no such thing. Min haTorah, ochel can't be mitamei a person. Min haTorah, a mashke can't be mitamei a person. There's only one very, very unique situation where eating something can actually make a person tamei. A nivlas of tohor makes a bli. Again, we're not learning to mitar right now. The regular normal guy eats a tamei apple. A guy drinks a tamei cup of oranges, whatever it is. He doesn't become tamei min haTorah. Nevertheless, midirabanan, for a whole complicated reason, the beginning of a Shabbos, Chazal instituted the fact that sometimes a person eats a certain amount of food, a certain amount of drink, so he will become tamei. So, well, how much does a person have to eat or drink? So, the Gemara discusses what the shear is. But how much time must the eating or the drinking take place? Let's say I take a little bit of tummy food now, and then a little bit more tummy food later, a little bit of more tummy food tomorrow. So the Gemara says the favorish that the tummy food is not mitzvah together. The tummy food or the tummy drinks isn't mitzvah together. There's got to be a shear. And what's the shear? So the Gemara says the shear is kedech in this pras. So the Gemara says it clearly that the shear of kedech in this pras is both for foods as well as for liquids. So the other Rishonim jump at the Rambam, and the Rambam says that the Rambam made up a new shear tziruf when it comes to liquids, kedei shtias revias. We never heard of such a thing. And not only have we never heard of such a thing, there's only one Gemara in all of Shas that talks about a tziruf, talks about how much time does it take to combine liquids, and the only Gemara that says a word, that says anything about it, is a Gemara that says the opposite. So what's the Rambam talking about? How could the Rambam say in Chosef Kippurim that the shear tziruf is going to be kedei shtias revias? Lest we think that this Rambam is only relevant one day a year, so the Poskim tell us that this Rambam becomes a model for Luchos Brachos as well, because we assume that a person, as we said last week, a person is only chayav to bench, or a person is only chayav to make a bracha achrona, when you drink a certain amount, within a certain amount of time. So the Kesef Mishnah writes that what would the din be in Luchos Brachos? The person drinks something, but it takes more than Kadesh Tias Revias to drink it, but less than Kadesh Chilus Pras. That's a big window. It's a big difference between the two. So the Kesef Mishnah says, according to the Rambam, you wouldn't make a bracha achrona, because according to the Rambam, once you reach the point past the Kadesh Tias Revias, then the Shiat Tziruf is over. So this Rambam is not just relevant in terms of Yom Kippur, it's relevant day to day in terms of Brachos Brachos. But where did it come from? What's it based on? And if anything, it seems to be contradicting what the Gemara Maseches Krisos says. There is another dilemma that Poskim have concerning the din of Kedei Achilas Pras, and that's a sophie that the Mishnah Melech raises. The Mishnah Melech says, you know, we have this din of Kedei Achilas Pras, let's assume for now, for liquids, for solids, there's this general din of Kedei Achilas Pras. So the Mishnah Melech raises the question, what's the nature of this din of Kedei Achilas Pras? Is Kedei Achilas Pras talking about regular food? a normal food, a guy who sits down and wants to know what's the shiur tzira for eating a loaf of bread? What's the shiur tzira for a slice of pizza? What's the shiur tzira for normal, regular foods? So that's the din. Kach nemar lach moshe tzinai, kidei achilas pras. X amount of bread with an X amount of time, 4 minutes, 5 minutes, 5 minutes, whatever the technical number the clock is up for grabs. But that's not lach moshe tzinai of kidei achilas pras. Says the Mishnah Melech, what would it then be if you have a particular kind of a food that's very normal to eat over a longer amount of time? That's the derech achila. If you would see a person gulping down this particular food or drink, you'd say, the guy's crazy. The normal way to consume this food or beverage is dafka much, much, much longer than kidei achilas pras. So would the normal derech achila, the normal derech shtiyah, trump the objective din of kidei achilas pras or not? Should we say that kidei achilas pras is given for bread, for pizza, for potatoes, food that's normal to sit down and eat at pace X? So kach nemar lach moshe tzinai kidei achilas pras. But if it's the type of food that you look at the food and you see right away that nobody eats this food so quickly, it's a very, very schlepped out food, what would the din be? So the Mishnah Melech discusses hot coffee. What would the din be? If you have a hot cup of coffee, hot cup of tea, you have a very, very cold foods that it's darker b'chach to take over a longer period of time, maybe we should change the din of kidei achilas pras. Maybe kidei achilas pras was never said for those kinds of foods. That's a sophic of the Mishnah Melech. Back and forth, what's the dim? So come the later Achronim point out that they don't understand what everyone's talking about. It's Pashut, it's a Beferish Gemara, but the Gemara says that it doesn't really make a difference what the kind of food is. That's the Shir, that's the dim. Which Gemara? That same Gemara said as Krisus. The Gemara in Krisus that we said before, which was talking about liquids, whether liquids are mitzarif or not, in order to make the person tamei. So that Gemara was talking about milk. It was talking particularly about mother's milk. When a baby drinks milk, is nursing from the mother, so it could be that the milk is tamei. How the milk tamei? The mother's tamei becomes tamei, comes out. The whole story is too enough for now. The bottom line is the Gemara discusses the shaila, does the baby become tamei or not? So the Gemara says, how is the baby going to become tamei? It's going to take the baby much, much longer to finish nursing than the shear of kidei achilas pras. That's the Gemara that talks about kidei achilas pras in the context of liquids, in the context of beverages. The Gemara says that by the time the baby finishes nursing, by the time it drank X amount of liquid that's necessary for it to become tamei, it took much, much longer than kidei achilas pras. So come the Achronim and say, wait a second, the Gemara is talking about babies nursing milk. That's the normal pace. The baby's nursing with a stopwatch. So it's a little later. It's sitting up. It's more than 2 minutes. Sure, stop the starving. The baby's nursing. It's all normal pace. And you see, this is derech achila. This is derech shtiyah. You see, everything is normal. And still the Gemara slaps us with the din of kidei achilas pras. You see clearly from the Gemara that kidei achilas pras doesn't change according to the time and place. Doesn't change according to the food. Kach nemar lach moshe. That's the din. So we have two dilemmas, both based on the same Gemara. The Gemara in Krisos tells us there's a din of kidei achilas pras, and it tells us there's a din of kidei achilas pras for liquids as well as solids, because the Gemara talks about milk. And then the Gemara tells us the kidei achilas pras applies for normal as well as for abnormal, because it's talking about baby nursing, which would be normal to have a much, much longer shiur. And you see explicitly in the Gemara that the din of kidei achilas pras is chayk l'yavo. That's it. Kach nemra halocha, kidei achilas pras, foods, liquids, normal, not normal, there's no difference whatsoever. So the Chorah, that Gemara, posed a problem both for the Rambam, because the Rambam differentiates between foods versus liquids, and it also poses a problem for that group of Acharonim who want to start to differentiate between normal derech achila versus abnormal derech achila. So how do you get around that Gemara? You got to go back to that Gemara in Krisus. If you want to salvage the Rambam, you want to salvage these Acharonim, so you got to go back to that Gemara in Krisus and really understand what the Gemara was talking about.
Baby would not become
tummy
because
the Gemara doesn't become tummy. So the Achronim say, but according to what we're saying, that whenever it's normal achila at a slower pace, that should be sufficient to meet the criteria of quote unquote kidei achilas pras. So why does the Gemara not say that? That's basically the question. So it's a klal gadol when you have, how they say the yeshivas, when you have one kasha, it's a kasha, you have two kashas, it's a teretz, three kashas, it's a yesod, four kashas, it's a shir kloli. So we only have two kashas, so we're still going to turn it into a shir kloli. What's going to be the yesod, whatever you want to call it, shir kloli, yesod, whatever you want to call it, the bottom line is we have to do some kind of work with that Gemara Maseches Krisus. So comes the Aruch Lener. The Aruch Lener was the Binyan Tzion, was Yaakov Elinger, was the Rebbe of Shem Shem Fal Hirsch. So he wrote a sefer, many Maseches and Shas, one of them being Krisus. You have to be a a certain type of verse, and to write the whole sefer on Krisis. To write a sefer on a couple of fees in Bechara is not such a big deal. But to write on every single daf, every single tais in Krisis, that's already an accomplishment. So comes the Oruch Laner, and he suggests the following. He suggests, in a certain sense, what we'd call like a brisketeret. The Oruch Laner was not exactly from Brisk. Brisk wasn't from Brisk yet. It was predated Brisk in different parts of the world. They said the Brisker Rav liked the Oruch Laner. He used to say that his shtickel Torahs are very good. So a comment from the Brisker Rav is not a simple thing. So the Oruch Laner suggests that really there are two alochas, really two dinim. There are two types of dinim of Kedei Achilas Pras. That even though the Gemara and the Rishonim and the Pesukim throw around the term Kedei Achilas Pras all the time, it doesn't always mean the same thing in the same place. Why? Says the Oruch Laner, there are two alochas of Kedei Achilas Pras. Sometimes Kedei Achilas Pras is an objective statement. It's a pure halachic statement, which doesn't correspond to anything. That's considered to be the sheer achim, that's the sheer tziruf, that's it, don't ask any kashas, it doesn't have to correspond to anything. That's one type of din of Kedei Achilas Pras. And then there's another kind of din of Kedei Achilas Pras, where Kedei Achilas Pras is the measurement, Kedei Achilas Pras is also halacha moshe b'sinai, but Kedei Achilas Pras is the barometer of what's considered to be the normal protocol of eating. You're eating X amount of food with an X amount of time, that's the derech achila amur b'torah, that's the normal way that people enjoy, sit down, eat a meal, not too long, not too short. Sure, that's considered to be the basically derech achila, derech hana. That's the normal way that people enjoy what they're eating. So says the Binyan Tzion, says the Oruch Laner, same person. Says the Binyan Tzion, the Tshuva Oruch Laner was the Parish and Shas. Says the Oruch Laner, says, what do you need both halachas for? It's the same 5 minutes on the clock. So what's the difference whether you formulate it in terms of this is the derech achila slash hana, this is a kachi gzeres akosiv, no kash is asked. So he says, no, because there are different areas of halacha. Sometimes the halacha requires an objective shir achila, which doesn't correspond to whether you're enjoying yourself or not. And sometimes the halacha requires that we have to measure, we need a barometer to measure whether you're actually enjoying what you're doing or not. He says, l'mashal, in the realm of hilchos tuma, why is it that a person becomes tamei when you eat X amount of food within a kedei achilas pras? Does that depend on the fact that the person enjoyed himself? He got such a geschmack out of tum. There's too much enjoyment. So that's a din. That's a kach nemra locha. It's a derabon and kain derais or whatever it is. That's the din. It's an objective din. That a oichel echom temeim becomes tummy. You know, the shayse is bashkin temeim becomes tummy. That's an absolute objective locha. Doesn't correspond kiuzeh to whether you enjoyed yourself. Doesn't correspond kiuzeh to derech achilas. That's the din. It's an objective shear of kedei achilas pras. That is not the same halacha as eating on Yom Kippur. That is not the same halacha as Hilchos Brachos. Eating on Yom Kippur, we already know that eating on Yom Kippur is not even so much a function of achila. Haraya, the Torah doesn't even say lashon achila. We'll speak about a little bit later on about how the dinim of eating on Yom Kippur is so radically different than other areas of halacha. We spoke about it 2 weeks ago, according to a whole group of acharonim. If you eat on Yom Kippur, if you swallow the food and then throw it up, you're not even chayiv, according to many acharonim, because you didn't enjoy the food. It never made it down. It never broke the inuy. The sheer achila is different. Everything is different in Yom Kippur. So too, when it comes to Hilchos Brachos are instituted ke'en the derais of Birchas Hamazon, v'chalta v'savata v'irachta. So true, mid the Rabbanon, you have to make a bar nefashos on an apple, even though it's not bread, and even though it's not, you're not quite full. But the idea, the thrust of the brachas, we call it Birchas Hananin, is because you enjoyed the food. So brachas are closer to Yom Kippur than they are to Hilchos Tuma. Hilchos Tuma is a din achila, an objective din of achila. That's it. You did a maisa achila, now we're going to nab you, we're going to say you became tabe. When it came to brachas, we don't just say you did a maisa achila. You enjoyed your achila. There was something positive, there was something normal, you had a normal derech achila. You were not there from the achila, then you have to pick a bracha chorona. On Yom Kippur, it's not enough just to say you did a technical formal achila. No, throwing up the food is also considered to be a ma'aseh achila. It went down. It's not enough to be chayav in Yom Kippur. The kezayis is a ma'aseh achila. It's not enough to be chayav in Yom Kippur. You require a type of an achila that breaks the inui. That's a hanoa dikad din. Says the Oruch Laner, that's where Yom Kippur and Brachas part ways from Hilchos Tuma. When it comes to Hilchos Tuma, when it's an absolute objective halacha, then nothing is going to change that objective halacha. And what is the objective shiur? The objective shiur was said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Kach nemar halacha Moshe Sinai, Kizai is b'chdei achilas pras. That shear never changes for anything. It doesn't change whether it's food, it doesn't change whether it's drinks. It doesn't change whether it's normal, it doesn't change whether it's abnormal. It's a shear. It's like saying there's an objective shear that You guys want air for these days? There's a shear of Dal Hamas. There's a shear of Dal Tvachim. There's a shear of Ten Tvachim. It changes because you like to live in a house that's 11 Tvachim. No, that doesn't matter. That's it. Shearim Kach Nem Alach Moshe Mesinai. So when is an objective shear of Kazakh Dechil Pras? We don't ask any questions. We don't make any distinctions. We don't start to play games and say, well, I'm drinking the tea. It's taking me a long time to drink the tea. What do you want from me? It's taking me a long time to eat the ice cream. What do you want from me? It's a lachbat. What does that do with anything? So the name of the game is there an official shear tzirif, an objective shear tzirif of Achila? So the answer is there was. That shear is measured in terms of Kedechil Pras. It doesn't matter whether it's normal or abnormal. That's the shear. However, when you enter into other realms of halacha, not tumah like the Gemara Krisis was talking about, you enter into the realm of Yom Kippur, where the Rambam's talking about, you enter into the realm of brachas, where the Kesem Mishnah's talking about, then all the rules change. Because here there's the din of Kedechil Pras there, but it's radically different. There, Kedechil Pras is merely a measuring rod to see, is there considered to be the normal type of hanoah? So then the question is, well, you have to evaluate case by case. How are you going to use the measuring standards for food to measure liquids? It's a different ballgame. The shear of hanov l'mashkin is different than the shear of Oakland. When it comes to Oakland, if I take a bite now and a bite later and a bite later and there's within Kedech L'Spras, we can call it a shear tzir of hanov. When it comes to drinks, how are you going to say that? How are you going to use an artificial shear of food and superimpose that onto liquids? When it comes to liquids, it's a different world. You got to go with the liquids. You got to ask yourself, what's the normal way of eating, of drinking liquids. So the Rambam says, I'm telling you what the normal way is. The normal way, because they shtiyas. Or similarly, as the Mishnah Melech says, when it comes to drinking a hot cup of coffee, a hot cup of tea, it's dark of a kach to schlep out. Or it comes to eating a bowl of ice cream, it's dark of a kach to schlep out. Eating a hot bowl of soup, it's dark of a kach to schlep out. So you're going to say, this guy who ate his soup, it took him 15 minutes to eat his boiling hot bowl of soup. What a meshugano. He doesn't know how to enjoy soup. He's not, the only way to enjoy soup is to go, go, go. That's ridiculous. The Derech Achila is going to change. The Derech Achila is going to determine that the Shia is going to be radically different. So, b'medev ha'mamurim that we're going to pachka with the Shia of Kedech L'Spras, so we're going to say liquids are different than foods. And Darka B'kach is different from not Darka B'kach. That's in Uchaz Brachis. That's in Uchaz Yom Kippurim. That's when the Halach is not so much an objective Achila, but the Achila is a way to get to realize the goal of being Nana, then everything starts to change. But when there's an objective din of Achila, Uchaz Tumah, partly whether I did enjoy it, didn't enjoy it, not normal, yeah, normal. If that's the din, you have to have a kazayis, dech l'spras, it's never going to change. Therefore, the milk that the baby's nursing is not going to meet the criteria. Aye, it's a liquid, aye, it's dake b'kach, the loch patli, says the Echoner. It's a different type of a din of dech l'spras. So, kopanim, putting aside this binyan seed for a minute, the starting point, putting aside brachas and Yom Kippur and Darka B'kach, etc., there is a din called Kazayis Dechilas Pras. There was definitely a halacha Moshe Mesinai that everybody agrees to. There was a halacha Moshe Mesinai called Kazayis Dechilas Pras. And short of that, it's not going to be considered to be a Ma'aseh Achila. Aval Bichein, we find that in certain areas of halacha, the with the regular shear of Kazayis Dechilas Pras is going to change. It's going to change in a very radical way that maybe you don't require even a kazayas. Now the starting point of everything we've been talking about for the last 3 weeks is that kach nemra locha v'hersina achilu kazayas. Maybe chatzishiras b'natar. Okay, maybe. But the basic standard din of achila for mitzvahs, for aveiros, for everything is always going to be measured in terms of kazayas. Less than a kazayas is not an achila. Nevertheless, we find a strange din. It's a little bit of a continuation of what we spoke about yesterday between Mincha Ma'ariv. We mentioned that you sometimes have to go to the Beis HaMikdash to find a model for how to understand certain halachas that are relevant for us as well. If you go to the realm of the Beis HaMikdash, particularly in the realm of Achilas Kachim, so you find a very, very strange thing. We know there's a mitzvah of the Torah to eat karbanos. Ochlo osamash akupa behem is a pasuk in Pashas Tetzaveh. It wasn't just the din l'shah, it wasn't just referring to the miluim, but the Gemara says the Feirish, that the kohanim ochlo b'alam is kaprim, that the part of the process of bringing a korban is for the kohanim to eat the chilek ha-korban, and that's a certain sense part of the kapara. It's not ma'akev ha-akev. As long as you finish the zrikas adam, even though you didn't put the chilev on the mizbeach, the korban is still kosher b'di'evet. So the actual bare minimum of the korban is the zrikas adam. If you didn't finish zrikas adam, then it's mamsh dvar b'teilim. Once you finish the zrikas adam, the ikra din yu yaitzi, you got the kapara, but the gemar kapara is not complete. The gemar kapara is going to require the achilas ha-kohanim, and the achilas ha-kohanim cannot take place until the chilev is put on the mizbeach. That's also a fair shepasuk, that the chilev, I say it a few times probably, victor achilev, and then Ve'achaz, okay, whatever. Okay, so the Pesukim say beferish that you need the haktar sechela first, then afterwards the achila, and by the time you reach the achila, then the pasuk says in the tzafe achlo osama shakut mehem. Good. So there's a mitzvah of achilas kachim. No question about that. There is a machlekes of Rishonim, one of the mitzvah of achilas kachim is only for kohanim, because that pasuk happens to be referring to kohanim. What about Yisrael? It's Avriah Kovin Shlom, Avriah Kovin Toida. So there are a lot of kohanim that Yisrael brings, and he eats the heat, the bulk of the meat. So a little bit goes to the kohanim because of Rishonim, but mostly goes to the Bailim. So what's the din? Is that also a mitzvah of achilas kachim? That's machlekes of Rishonim. So Rashi in Maseches Pesachim writes that that's also included. Rashi says the achlos of Meshikubah means it's a mitzvah of achilas kachim, ben kohanim ben Yisraelim, and the Rambam doesn't sound the way. The Rambam, when he presents the mitzvah of achilas kachim, sounds like the mitzvah is only on kachim, only on the part that the kohanim are eating. And it's a technical question. But the part that the kohanim are eating is for sure considered to be a mitzvah of achilas kachim. That mitzvah of achilas kachim is not only on meat, even though that's what the pasuk originally is talking about, it refers to whatever is given to the kohanim. So let's say a korban mincha. So a korban mincha is also eaten by the kohanim. Unless it's a korban mincha is kohen, okay, but a regular korban mincha, we just read yesterday. So basically, is part of it goes to the mizbech, the kometz. My daughter was so excited on Shabbos. The little one, she was showing me how to do kometz on a mincha. She showed me the fingers and this and the kometz. I'll start. I don't want to bust the bubble. She's not a bas kohen. She's not a this. Even the kohanim were kosher. She didn't know how to do a kometz. It's hard to do it. But she was very, very excited about the kometz thing. So then we were discussing at the table. So what happens after the kometz? After the kometz, then the kohanim sit down to eat it. So a korban mincha also is included in the mitzvah deraisa of achlos b'shakupa behem. One of the korban minchas that's brought is the korban of the lechem aponim. The lechem aponim is a korban mincha. It's a very, very funny kind of a korban mincha, because usually a korban mincha, you bring this flour and either you bake it up or you're the macheser or the machavas or whatever. There's so much here, all the five different minachas that we read about in yesterday's Kriyas Torah. Usually it's one big mixture of a mincha, and then unless it's minchas kohen, so you do kmitza on it and you take part of it. The kmitz and the levona, and you put it on the mizbech, and the rest is eaten. So the kometz is usually the askara. The kometz is what goes the mizbech, goes l'shem, and the rest of the flour is eaten either as the cakes, as the matzahs, as the loaves, whatever different forms that the mincha comes. So the lechem aponim is also called a korban mincha, but it's a very, very funny kind of a korban mincha. It's funny in many, many different accounts. You bring it now, you don't need it till a week later, whatever. It's a funny kind of a korban mincha because the whole mincha is eaten. All the lechem is eaten. All the lechem aparim is eaten. So where's the part that goes to the mizbeach? The part that goes to the mizbeach is the levona, the shnei bezicha levona, which is separate from the mincha. It was never part together. It was never poured onto the lechem. It's a separate entity, but yet after aloha, it's viewed as one big mincha. So again, it's a quirk. It's a unique kind of a korban mincha. So of course, it is a korban mincha, and therefore it's governed by the regular rules. That's why tacha can't be chametz. Most people don't know that. Most people think that the lechem aponim was 12 bichalas on the table. So it's not true. There weren't chalas because there's a din of losi of a chametz. You can't make a chametz. It was matz. It's fine. So when it comes to the eating of the korban mincha, one would have expected that the mitzvah of the achlos of a shekupa ben would have applied to this korban mincha of the lechem aponim. So here the Gemara in the beginning of Maseches Pesachim writes beferish not that way. The Gemara says that there were a lot of kahanim floating around the base of Mikdash on Shabbos, and not that much lechem aponim. Well, 12 lechem, they weren't so big. So not everybody got the tremendous piece. So the Gemara says that because the kohanim would get little bean size. So the Gemara quotes a lashon that two kohanim in the days of the base of Mikdash had to describe how much they actually got from the lechem aponim. So one Cohen says, Higiani Kipul. He says, I got the size of a little chulim bean. A little mash, a little something. I got how much of lechem aparim did I get? There were 500 kohanim, little lechem. I got a bean size of lechem aparim. And another Cohen says, Higiani Kiznav Alto. He says that I got the size of a lizard's tail. They were both trying to describe how little the lechem aparim was. So the Gemara says that the one who said that he got the size of a bean, he was tach a good kain. The one who described it as a lizard's tail, so the Gemara says they found it tach wasn't a kain. The Gemara says they checked out. So what the Gemara saying, I forget the end of the story. Gemara they have given him tzach, the sugars of Lashon Nekiyah. The Gemara says they checked out, he wasn't really a kain. Whatever the story was. So that's it's in the sugi where the Gemara says that he's supposed to speak the Lashon Nekiyah. Even if you have something to say, you should find the nicest phraseology to say it with. Gemara is talking about the first Mishnah himself, Oral Arbosa. In the light of the 14th, you do B'dikas Chometz. It's not true. You do B'dikas Chometz in the dark of the 14th. So what does it say? Or it's pastish. It's not a nice way to talk. You don't want to talk about darkness. You call it or. It's a Lashon Sagin or. Fine. So the Gemara says that the Kohanim used to get very, very small amounts of the Lechem Panim. So comes the Beis HaLevi, and Bob and Kasha, the Chaim's father. What do you mean they got a little bit of the Lechem Panim? What happened to the mix of Achlos and Shekubabam? Isn't there Mitzvah Achilles Kachim? So I love the Shekasha. He said, it doesn't make any sense. You give a pool, you give a bean to 500 Kohanim, so nobody gets the Mitzvah. You should give a slice to 30 Kohanim, so at least 30 people get the Mitzvah. He says, nobody's getting the Mitzvah. So what's going on? If there's a din, Kazayis, Chdechos, Pras, that's the way the din is. So what's going on? So comes the Beis HaLevi and says, now you see from this Gemara, Gavaldik Yisayid. You see from this Gemara that the mitzvah of Achilles Kotchim is not a mitzvah on the Gavra, it's a mitzvah on the Chefza. The mitzvah is that the Kotchim should be eaten. That's the goal. Does the Rebbeinu Shalom really care who eats the Kotchim? I'm not to be a Kohen, it's not a mitzvah for me to eat the Korban. It's not like Achilles Matzah, I gotta go run to eat the Korban. The din is the Korban has to be eaten. What's the goal of Achilles Kotchim? Because basically we don't want the Korban to be left over. So the goal of Achilles Kotchim is that the Korban should be consumed. Does it really make a difference whether I consume him, he consume him, so it doesn't make a difference. So says the Beis HaLevi, that's when the din is that I personally have to eat something. So the Shiat Siruf is Kizayis Pechdechelis Pras. But when the din is not that I have to eat it, the din is that it has to be eaten, so then it was eaten. So what do you want? So I ate a little bit, you ate a little bit, Yenim ate a little bit, Sachako, it was eaten. My nafkamina, I didn't do my sechila, you didn't do my sechila, Yenim didn't do my sechila, who cares? Lamaisa was eaten. So the mitzvah of Achilles Kotchim was fulfilled. That's the aside for the Beis HaLevi. And the Beis HaLevi said, this is, of course, in stark contrast to Achilles Korban Pesach. When it comes to Korban Pesach, that's obviously not the case. It says that the Farish in the Gemara, everyone has to eat a kezayis. That's another portion. Of course you have to eat a kezayis. Frek the Beis HaLevi, what do you have to eat a kezayis for? Typically, that as long as the whole Korban gets eaten, that's okay. So he says, no, that's ridiculous. That din, that the Korban has to be eaten, but it's not that you have to eat it. That's by other korbanos. Where the ikur is not the achila, the ikur is avos a korban. So you have to be a korban chatas. Now there's a din that you have to be in korban chatas. So the chatas has to be in. How does it have to be in? It has to be in by as many korbanim want to participate. There's a din. You have to bring the lechem upon him. And now once you bring the lechem upon him, there's a loch. By the way, lechem upon him has to be in. But there's no chiv that I have to eat the lechem upon him. Korban Pesach is radically different. Korban Pesach, the whole Korban Pesach is geared towards the Achila. The whole Shechita, everything is all geared towards the Achila. The Achila is not a secondary part. The Achila is not, oh, by the way, you got a Korban around? Okay, well, you got nothing else to do with it, you might as well eat it. That's not what Korban Pesach is. The whole thrust of Korban Pesach is to bring the Korban Pesach, to be able to eat the Korban Pesach. That's a mitzvah sayachid, that's a mitzvah sagavra. Therefore, the Shir is Kezayis, and the Loch Moshini is Kezayis, Bechtechil is Pras. This is obvious that there's a radical difference between other Korbanos in contrast to Korban Pesach, that by other korbanos the achila is secondary. The other korbanos, so the achila is the sideshow. That's not really what the mitzvah is. Korban Pesach, the etzem achila is the key. That's a Beferish Mishnah. The Mishnah in the seventh Berachah Pesachim points out that there are certain korbanos that are doicha Shabbos. The general rule is that when you have a korban, a tzibur, that's kavula isman. There's a set time you have to bring the korban today. So then that korban is doicha Shabbos. Let's say you have a Korban Tamid. So you have to bring the Korban Tamid even on Shabbos. Not only is the Korban Tamid Doche Shabbos, but the Korban Tamid is Doche Tuma as well. Whenever you have a Korban, a Kavul Ozman, so it's Doche Shabbos, it's Doche Tuma, it's Doche everything. So Korban Pesach is like a Korban Tzibur Kavul Ozman, even though it's not a real Tzibur. It's not that one Korban on behalf of everybody, but the Gemara says it's also the Knufya. Since all of Klaus are bringing it at the same time, that's like a Korban Tzibur. So it's a Korban Tzibur, which is Kavul Ozman. You have to bring it on the 14th. So it's Doche Shabbos and it's Doche Tuma. When it's brought by the whole tzibur, it's doicha tumah. That's why if rova tzibur is tameh, it's tacha brought by tumah. The din of Pesach Sheni is only when you have yechidim. If everybody basically is tahor, you got five guys with tameh, so then nebuch, they have to bring Pesach Sheni. But if the whole tzibur, rova the tzibur is tameh, so that's the din. Of course, the ish nircha v'yein tzibur nirchin. So of course you have to bring the korban betumah. So the Mishnah draws a distinction. Well, let's say you have a korban that's brought betumah. Is it nechol betumah? Let's say, for argument's sake, you have a korban chatas, chatas of Ashchaydish. That's a korban tzibur that's brought betumah. It's supposed to be eaten by the kohanim. So the Mishnah says, no. When you bring a korban betzibur, betumah, you're allowed to bring it. The hakrov is a korban is done betumah, but not the achila. So what do you have to eat it for? So you won't eat the korban. It's a big deal. You have no het to eat it. Nebuch, you have to bring it, but you have no het to eat it. La afuke korban Pesach, the Mishnah says. out of all the karbanas that are brought tuma, a Pesach is nechal b'tuma also. Why? The Mishnah says, shlobah mitchilos, early achila. Because the whole point of the carbon was to eat it. The real mitzvah is the achilas of carbon. You have to do a shchita, you gotta do a zrika, you gotta bring the carbon in order to enable you to eat the carbon. But the punchline is the eating of the carbon. So that's exactly what the Beis Halevi is saying, that by other karbanas, the achila is secondary. The achila is just a technicality. Well, you have besar carbon floating around, the Torah doesn't want it to get thrown out. So the mail of the Torah throws us a mitzvah of achlas of a kubahem, a shekubahem. It's not a mitzvah which is on the yochid, kol yochid v'yochid, and therefore there's no reason to eat a kezayis. When it comes to carbon Pesach, that's radically different. The mitzvah is a mitzvah sechila, therefore it's a mitzvah called yochid v'yochid, that's the whole point of the carbon, and therefore to split up into alav hef kezayis, alav hef kezayis, neither of us will gain any mitzvah. That's what the Mishnah says, that when you make a cheshbon as to how many people you have in the carbon Pesach, you have to make sure you have enough for each person. If you have 500 people in your family, you have a little lamb, it's not going to work, because not everyone's going to get a kezayis. So you have to cheshbon that you have a kezayis. But other karbanos, there's no cheshbon to make. Other karbanos, loch patli, whether I have a half a kezayis, you have a kezayis, that doesn't matter whatsoever. This idea that sometimes the halacha declares that there's a chayvis a yochid, that you have to do something, and sometimes the halacha declares that the food or the drink has to be consumed, it doesn't really matter who does it, and that's going to make all the difference in the world in terms of the dinim of tziruf, etc. So we have a similar kind of idea, albeit midirabbanan, when it comes to making brachas, particularly in the realm of you make a brach of kiddush, you make a bar priya gofen, you make kiddush, you make a bar priya gofen, you make havdalah. So the Gemara says in the end of Maseches Pesachim that I'm a varach tzach shiita. When a person makes a kiddush ala kos, a person makes a dal ala kos, so it's not enough just to make a bar priya gofen and make a mekadosh shabbos, make a malbim kiddush, and then put the cup down and then pour it down the sink. That wouldn't be good. I'm a varach tzach shiita. Pashas, you're not even yaitiv with the evid unless you drink the wine. So what's considered to be te'ima? How much is considered to be te'ima? So the Gemara says te'ima doesn't require to drink the entire wine. Te'ima means mali lugma, you have a little bit of a taste, a little something, that's enough. And how much is mali lugma? So again, that's a cheekful. So approximately rov revias, approximately an ounce and a half or so of wine with grape juice, that's considered to be the shear of hamavarach tzar shiyitay. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes a machlekes and rishonim about what's the din when you have a mali lugmov. What if not one person drank a mali lugmov, but everybody joined together to drink a mali lugmov? It's very common in a lot of houses. People don't know this din. So the person finishes making Shabbos, making Kiddush and Shabbos, takes a sip. He doesn't drink a mali lugmov. He hands it to his wife, so she drinks a little bit. He hands it to the kid. But he ended it, the wine made its rounds after 10 people, so a mali lugmov is drunk. But not one person drank the mali lugmov. Is that good? Or is that no good? Is that called a mevarach tzar shiyitom? Or is that not called a mevarach tzar shiyitom? So half the Rishonim make it on that. But that's okay. That's all right. That's good enough. Why is that? Why is that good enough? Well, how do you understand that? Why should that be mitzdarf together? So the chorah, go with the, again, this is the din with the rabban, the raisas, but the rabban is the jumping, but the idea is pretty much the same, that just as in a level of the raisa, sometimes the halacha is that the achila is not really the key, that's not really the punchline. The punchline really is the hakravas hakorban. The achila is, once you have a korban, so immediately you have to eat it, when that's the halacha, so then, it doesn't really interest us whether you personally ate it or whether it was eaten a combination of everybody together. That's also considered to be the achilas hakorban. So when it comes to making kiddush on Friday night, meaning Avdol Matzah Shabbos, so one could argue that's also the same idea, that the drinking is really secondary. You don't make kiddush in order to drink. You make kiddush because there's a din, zochas shem Shabbos akacho, so in a Torah you have to make kiddush, either ala yain is the rice, yain is the rabbanon, chashivos, whatever the reason why we're making kiddush on wine, whatever the reason why we're making Avdol on wine is, the bottom line is the drinking is really secondary. So why is it a mevarach tzar shiyitom? How could that be? So Rashi writes that you just made a bar priya gofen, you just made a kiddush, so you're going to take the wine and throw it into the garbage. It's a gnayu l'keshu bracha. You have to drink it because it's there. You have to drink the wine because it's there. Not because the drinking is per se important. Havavar tzar shiyitom is secondary to the mitzvah. Maybe ma'akev, it's possible that's ma'akev in the mitzvah, but it's secondary to the mitzvah. The shtias yayin is not the key. The ikar is the saying of the words, ala kesha yayin, and once it's there, so v'mela, you have to have a shtias yayin. Hooray that that's the case. Not everybody has to drink. I can be yaitze kiddush without drinking the wine. How can it be havavar tzar shiyitom? The answer is, somebody has to be toyim. Like in the base of mikdash, somebody has to eat the mincha. If I choose not to go grab a piece of the mincha, good, no sign, but still terrible. So when the mitzvah is formulated in such a way that the raisa, the rabbanon, that the key is not the achil, the key is not the shtia, the key is what came beforehand, the achil and the shtia are just well, the mice here, you got it in front of you, so you can't just throw it to the garbage. You got to consume it properly. That can be done by multiple people. So just as in the days of the Beis Hamikdash, it didn't bother me that the Korban Mincha was eaten. One little piece by this guy, one piece by that guy, one piece by that. It doesn't matter. As long as at the end of the day, we accomplished that the Korban was eaten. So to over here by the Shtia Sayayin, it doesn't bother me. So one guy drinks a little bit of this, one guy drinks a little bit of this, one guy drinks a little bit of this. It doesn't bother me. As long as it's Mitzurah for Yachad, at the end of the day, so there was a Te'ima that was done. The Te'ima was done on behalf of all the people present. If we're correct in our model that Yayin on Friday night and Yayin for Avdola is closer conceptually to Achilas Kachim, then we may be able to complete our model also in terms of Lel HaSeh, that Taisus has his famous suffering at the beginning of every Pesachim about when it comes to the Pesach night, is it necessary for everybody to have their own cup in front of them? Maybe I can rely on the other person. I make Kiddush, I'll drink the wine, and everyone else will be Yaitzeh Dalek Kaisis. The Taisus is not sure. Can you do that? Can you not do that? What's the suffix? And a famous one from the Brisker Rav. The Brisker Rav says that Taisus wasn't sure about what is the mitzvah of Dalek Kaisis at the Seder. The Dalek Kaisis is basically the same as Kiddush and Avdallah, that the key is not really the drinking. The key is making Kiddush and Haggadah, the benching and Hallel. The four mitzvah Shebedibra and Pesach night have to be done on a kosher Yayin. And once we're doing them on a kosher Yayin, so immediately they have to be drunk. If that's the case, so then the drinking is not really so important. So then I'll be my tea in the drinking. It's like achilas lechem aponim. I'll eat the lechem aponim on behalf of all the kohanim. What's the difference? No, that's what Taisus is not sure. That's how we paskin against this side of Taisus. We paskin that dalek kaisus is radically different. Dalek kaisus, the shti is ikar. It's like korban pesach. The achilas is ikar. How can you turn around and say that I'm going to drink and you're going to be yaitzei? The whole point of Dalek Kaisis, or a major point of Dalek Kaisis, is the shtiyah derecheres. So when the focus of the halacha is on the achil and on the shtiyah itself, I have to experience cheres. You can't be mitzvah me in cheres. You can be mitzvah me in kiddush, but you can't be mitzvah me in cheres. So I have to drink myself. So when you're going to drink on my behalf, I'm going to drink half the cup and you're going to drink half the cup. That doesn't make any sense. For Dalek Kaisis, you can't do that. For kiddush, you can do that. For Abdullah, you can do that. Because that's closer in model in Kein Deraisa of Achil Shah Kachim. When it comes to Dalek Kaisis, Dalek Kaisis conceptually is much, much closer to Achilas Karban Pesach. Achilas Karban Pesach, there's an absolute din. It's a cheres. Hagavish, Labam, Klas, El Achila. When there's a din of Achila and Shtias, then the din is, it has to be done by you. You can't have, nobody else can help you with it. They can be made to you in Kiddush. They can be made to you in Shemek Oin of the words of Kiddush, but they can't be made to you in the Shtiyah Sayayin, because that's the eager part of the halacha is the Etzem Shtiyah Sayayin. So, a couple of times we have to always ask ourselves, whenever we have a mitzvah sachiva, a mitzvah shtia, so we have to always ask ourselves really a lot of these different questions. Before we start plugging in the rules of Kazakh Techilis Pras, we have to ask ourselves, is this an objective din versus a certain degree of subjective din? Is this in the realm of Hanos, of Yom Kippur, and Brachis, which is one area of Halacha? Or is it in the realm of Tuma, which is a radically different area of Halacha? That's going to make differences, Achila versus Shtia, normal versus not normal. Then we have to also ask ourselves, when we're dealing with any given din of Achila Shtia, are we talking about Achavis Agavra? I personally have to eat it, I personally have to drink it. Or are we talking about Mitzad Achetza? The wine has to be drunk. The Korban Mincha has to be eaten. It's not so important who does it. So that's going to, the answer to that question is going to radically change what the halachas are going to, how they're going to play out in terms of the shirim, in terms of the tziruf. So these are, so not all achilas and shtiyas are created equal. You have to always isolate that particular area of halacha that you're dealing with and ask yourself these basic questions before we're able to plug in the proper application of the rules of Kedayas, Potech, and Shpas.